Welcome back, folks, to the show that you love the most. This is Love Antics, and I'm your host.
All right, let's cut that out. Since in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I just wanted to play this one song before we start. So grab that special person and ride to the smooth sounds of Forte Boy. Here you go. By the way, I don't own the copyright to this music. Just put that out there.
This is dedicated to the wrong girls. If I ain't shit, might as well put it in a song, girl. Can't deny everything that we've been through. And I can't say that I ain't wrong, girl. Where do I start? Broke so many hearts with the way red-handed. Like it ain't me. So many girls fucked up in the head more than once. And of course I gotta blame me.
Oh my gosh. My bad, guys. I messed up the music, but anyways, let's go ahead and start the podcast. You know, you can follow us on Instagram at Jack Antics. You can follow me on Instagram at That Boy Bailey. Follow the podcast page at JACANTIC. That's Jack Antics. Now let's get on ahead and get into the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to Jack Antics. Well, you know, we jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. This is your host, Charlie B. And if you're listening to the podcast on all, well, you have to be listening to the podcast if you got this far. But you'll notice that I have a new cover art. Just wanted to shout out my boy Jason real quick. You know, follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Instagram, and his at is JASONECOLIN, Jason Collin. You know, he's dope artist, bro. Y'all should really follow him. But let's get on to the podcast. We're coming off the heels of Valentine's Day and National Side Piece Day of the date of this recording. All-Star game today. It's Sunday. Dang, I just realized that Valentine's Day is All-Star game, and the Valentine's Day is like right there. Wow. Dang, bro. Okay, wow. But there's a couple things I want to talk about. You know, some tech, gaming, and anime. That's what you come here for. You know, some people come for the life stuff at the end of the podcast. But let's get started. IKEA teams up with Sonos. They coming out with a speaker, a home speaker. And they just released the prototype back in June 2018. And it's rumored to be coming out in the summertime of this year, 2019. And it looks cool. Like, it looks new, fresh, you know. So it looks kind of new and fresh, because they teamed up with Sonos back in 2016, and IKEA just wants to get into the speaker game, you know. That's my realm of specialty. I love headphones and all things speaker, mostly because I was in the band. And it looks cool. I wonder if you have to build the speaker when it comes out the box, just like everything else IKEA. That would be crazy. You trying to build your speaker straight out of the box. Okay, this wire connected. This wire. Shit. Let's see. Damn it, I short-circuited it. Now I got a $20 speaker that don't even work. Only half the music play out the left side. Got to set it off of your right. And yeah, if y'all know what that's from, you know, just at me. Y'all dope. Y'all know what that's from. You got to set it off in your right. And that sweet, sweet thing in that nappy ass hip. I said that all wrong, but you know, if y'all know where it's from, y'all dope. But yeah. IKEA seem like they, you know, trying to take some steps in the right direction. They trying to change branding, I guess. I don't know. But I have to check out this speaker in some this summer, because knowing IKEA, it should be cool. It should be cool. And what else there? There's a gaming monitor, the TCRG9. Now, if you like big monitors, this is right up your alley. And it's sporting a 3840 by 2160, 49 inches of full resolution, 4K, bro. 4K display. So just imagine, that's two 27 inch monitors put together in just one long extended curved monitor. But you gotta have a big old workspace for that. You can't be have no shitty workspace like me. if y'all see my workspace, like, it's very small. You know, I work with what I got, but that's it. And it's supposed to be ultra thin and bezel-less with fabric covered back. And just imagine trying to play some games out there, but dog, it's everywhere. This thing about 49 inches. That is like a school table, I believe. Like a school table, you know, if when you used to go to school, them long ass tables when you be in the like computer lab or some shit like that. It's like covered like two of them, I believe. That's why I got the image in my head. I might be wrong, but that's pretty much the image in my head right now. But since, you know, we're talking about game monitors, let's go ahead and switch up the sauce and go to gaming. Now, I think I never talked about this, but you know, some games, they come out around the wrong times of year just because, like, they try to get it out there, but they don't think about the audience. There was 5 games that released on Friday. 5. And they're not indie games, because I understand the indie game can release any time of the year. These are AAA games people been waiting for. Some have been pushed back. I get that. But to come out 5 games in the same day. These are not bad games. Let's get that straight. These are not bad games. It's just the fact that games cost $60. And some people don't have the funds to buy all the games they want. So, you know, they got to prioritize certain things. Now, Crackdown 3 came out on the 15th. Dead or Alive 6. Far Cry New Dawn. Jump Force. And Metro Exodus all came out on the 15th. And Crackdown 3, a lot of Xbox people been waiting for that for years. And all of this is basically a destroyer simulator. You go around as this cop, I believe, and just going around destroying stuff. So It kind of puts me in the place of, y'all played the Incredible Hulk game back in the day that was on the Xbox, that you could jump around, destroy buildings and all type of stuff. But now in this game, you get to play as Terry Crews. But that'll be a review for another day. Like, all these I'll review later, because I haven't bought an indie game. I'm still playing Kingdom Hearts. So, Crackdown 3, a lot of Xbox fanatics and lovers been waiting for this game for years, like I said. And it finally came out on the 15th. Dead or Alive 6. This is a fighting game. You know what you get with Dead or Alive series. They wanted to switch up a couple things. They wanted to tone down on the fan service, you know. You know, they had the jiggle physics and everything in this game, but it looked dope. When I was researching it, it looked really dope. I wanted to play that too. I wanted to play that in Soul Calibur, but it's a fighting game. You know, you just pull up with the hands. You gotta pull up with the hands with that. Far Cry New Dawn came out, and this is a direct sequel from the Far Cry 4. Not Far Cry 4, but Far Cry 5. My bad. Far Cry 5 with the Joseph Seed and the, is it Montana? And it took one of the endings, the nuke ending, where everything exploded and it's 15 years into the future, and there's new biker gang that came and taking over the town. I believe that you can play as either a woman or a guy. I think Ubisoft going to take that direction in more of their games. So that's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting to see how that's played out. Because I was a big Far Cry 3 fan, and Far Cry 4 and Far Cry Primal, that was a disappointment to me. And I kind of got back on the bandwagon for Far Cry 5 because it was different, it was fresh, it was new, kind of innovative to the series. And Far Cry New Dawn, just more of the same. Of it builds off of Far Cry 5, and it's interesting. And Jump Force, if y'all been listening to the podcast, y'all know I've been ready for Jump Force. I think I said last podcast, when I was looking at it, it didn't really grab my attention. But since the game is out, there's 40 characters in the roster. It was some disappointments, but it's still cool that it got 40 characters, because sometimes, you know, they be slacking off on the characters. You be like, why ain't that there? What's going on? So, you know, they got people for One Piece. They got, you know, Luffy, Zoro, Sanji, people from Naruto, of course, Dragon Ball Z. They got Yugi and characters like that. But the characters that they left off that they had in Jump Stars was especially the ones like the one from Reborn, which was Suna. And I thought he was pretty cool. And I was like, dang. I think they replaced Suna for Hisoka, even though I'm glad we got Hisoka. He's a dope character. Like, he with his little bubble gum, he snatch you up. But I hope that they add some of the characters that they had in Jump Stars to Jump Force, because there's a lot of characters that were missing that, me personally, this is a personal thing, that I liked. So, but it, for what it's worth, I'm glad that we got 40 characters. That's the first thing. I'm just glad that we got 40 characters, because, you know, sometimes with games like that, they be skimping on the characters that, like, everybody wants. Like, what? Like, so I hope they come out with some more DLC for some new characters, and see where it goes. Like, they had the character from Assassination Classroom. I think I talked about that on the earlier episode, but because they had the octopus from there, and the dude was lit in Jump Stars. I was kind of shocked that they didn't add him, but, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. And that's how we keep moving with that. Metro Exodus. This is a post-apocalyptic. I cannot talk, God. Wow, I cannot talk. But let's get this out. I never played a Metro Exodus game, so I want to try it out. I'm speaking from a noob perspective. I'm a noob for this one. I want to try it out, because I don't know, it looks interesting. I just never did. But it's a post-apocalyptic, I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. I'm not editing that out. Show your flaws. Hashtag Hashtag show your flaws. Yes. But it's a post-apocalyptic world, and they're in the snow, and there's a whole bunch of monsters that you gotta shoot at. Dog, it looks creepy. I've seen a couple gameplays. I think it's some jump scares in there. So, I'm just thinking, like, dang, I don't like the jump scares. But I'm gonna push through. I'm gonna persevere, you know. But I'm gonna try that out. I'm gonna try this game out. It looked dope. I'm gonna try it out, just so I can review it. I wanna attempt this. And on the 22nd of February, which gets me what I said at the beginning about games coming out at the wrong time, Anthem comes out on February 22nd. Now, it's not a problem for Anthem because a lot of people been waiting for that game. A lot of people been talking about it. This is supposed to be a good game because these are the same people that made Mass Effect, and Mass Effect was an amazing game. So I'm looking at these five games that came out Friday. I was like, dang, it could possibly be overshadowed by Anthem. And like I said, these are not bad games. These are really good games. These are not bad games, especially the ones that I was looking forward to, like Jump Force. I didn't even know Dead or Alive was coming out on the 15th. They just snuck up on me. Far Cry New Dawn. That's pretty much like, wow. Anthem is the hype. It's like Kingdom Hearts or like Spider-Man when Spider-Man came out. A lot of games, these are the boom. This is the it game that's supposed to be coming out around this time, and everybody knows about it. So me as a developer, I would not plan my game. Like, we gotta be realistic by our game. Because even though our game might be better than that game, it's just a name standpoint at this point. Because just because my game is better to the public perception, oh, I'm gonna buy that game just because that has the most hype and the name around it, who's making it, you know what I mean? Even though you know certain games might be better. And now, I'm not saying Anthem is bad either. I haven't played it. I have not played this game yet either. I don't have no early builds. I'm not up to that stature yet where I can get free games. So Anthem comes out the 22nd. So look out for that if you like mechs and anything Mass Effect, because it looks like it got that Mass Effect feel to it a little bit. It looks like it. So that I'll keep an eye out on that. And let's move on to the next segment, which is anime. Now, I've learned something today that I didn't know, which was, one, that All-Star Weekend is always around Valentine's Day. I never put that correlation together. And, well, also, now this is the third year of it, Crunchyroll has an anime awards. As I was doing research on this podcast, I was like, what? Really? Crunchyroll has an anime awards. And if you watch anime, dude, it is like, wow. Okay. So I'm gonna read off a couple of winners that I saw. So it says for best opening sequence is Darling in the Franxx. And I was like, okay, that's cool. It's cool. Best ending song, Attack on Titan Season 3. You know, Attack on Titan Season 3 is out, so check that out if you're a fan of Attack on Titan. It's lit. And these two next two categories, the name of the category just makes me laugh. For best boy. Best boy? For best boy is Midoriya from My Hero Academia season 3. Who named these categories? That's hilarious to me. For best boy. Who's a good boy? And for best girl is Mai Sakurajima. I just butchered that name. It's from Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. Gosh, that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful right there, man. Let's read that. Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. Damn. Okay, wow. For best voice actor and back voice actor performance for the Japanese release is Mamoru Miyami. Miyamo. And he played Katoro Tatsuma for Zombieland Saga. And I watched the clip that they put for his performance. This dude was going off about these. Was going off. You were talking about Wikipedia. He was going off. It's like, no, this is not what you put on this fucking Wikipedia. Like, what? I don't give a shit. He was going off on him. And what the Crunchyroll Awards do, I know for me, when I'm looking at all these award winners, it makes me want to go check out these anime. For best voice actor performance for the English version, English dub, was Christopher R. Sabat for All Might season 3 of My Hero Academia. So yeah, he did a really good job. Did a really good job this year. For best fight was All For One versus All Might for season 3. Yeah, I believe yeah. That was an intense fight. If y'all seen that episode, like, first of all, this is about to be a spoiler. If you haven't seen My Hero Academia, turn this podcast off right now. Or skip ahead like I don't know how long I'm talking about this, but skip ahead and I'll read the rest. But when All For One came up, like, was pull up game, he was like, you know who this villain is. Like, he had a trainee villain. This is your master's grandson. Like, God, All Might was like, what? It's like, oh no. So All Might has the power for one fall that he's transferred from transferred to Midoriya. So All Might doesn't really have the power that he used to, because he gave it all to Midoriya. And even still, he was like, nah, he got saved today. So he showed up with the heroics. And as he was fighting All For One, he was losing his powers. I felt like he was gonna die, honestly, the way that it was written. I thought he was gonna die. I was like, oh man, it was gonna be a tear moment. I was like, dang, it's gonna be like the Lion King when Mufasa died, bro. You know, you teared up a little bit when you saw that. Or when Assassination Classroom where old buddy died. You know, the octopus. But All Might pull up skills, man. He had them hands for All For One. And you know, the last scene after they get done fighting, you know, the destruction, they trying to save Bakugo and everything. They saved them, the destruction of it, and the way everybody in the whole anime saw All Might when he lost his powers and he's all skinny and brittle and frail, you know, and fragile like an old man. he just looks up to the camera and he says, it's your time to shine. And Midoriya, you know, he was crying about it like a little crybaby. But I was like, I probably would have cried that moment too. My teacher then saved the world and said, yo, my time is done. I'm still gonna be here, but use the teachings that I taught you to be the best you and be better than me. Type shit, you know? That's pretty dope. Alright, so let's move on. The best protagonist is Remora Tempest from That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. So this dude was a 37-year-old man that got stabbed and got reincarnated as a slime. when I say it out loud like that, this like that's pretty funny. But it's a pretty good show. I think we talked about it on the previous episode. Y'all go catch up on the episodes if y'all have not listened yet. And the guy, you know, he just trying to live his life as a slime. I don't know why I took off my glasses like there was a camera. Like there was a camera looking at me. It was like, well, damn, you can't see me. Horrible. Best antagonist is All For One from season 3, My Hero Academia. Of course, he was pulling all the strings from behind. He was making sure all the villains come up. They pull up game was real strong. And they made the hero's job really hard. And they came, and when he went against All Might at the end, this, you know, towards the end of the season, it just changed up the flow. His defeat left a huge power vacuum for the villains, and now I know for season 4 it's about to be hell. Like all the villains about to try to run wild around here, cause whoo, if there's, you know, if they don't have nobody to look up to, if they're quote unquote hero got captured, so you know they trying to fill that void. They trying to fill that void, man. And let's see, best animation from Violet Evergarden, Kyoto Animation. Okay, I don't know what that is. I just read it. That's why I read for the winner. The best character design is Takehiro Kishida on his work for JoJo Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind. Now, yeah, that is the design for that anime is pretty, it's pretty weird, but it's cool weird. Like it's very colorful at times, and the way it's drawn, it's just, I don't, it's like has that 80s feel to it, like kind of that Fist of the North Star with a new, like, but some modern stuff. It's like a mixture of both. If that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. And that's what matters. It makes sense in my head. Oh. Yeah, dude. Yeah, because I just got done watching an episode of that today, and they were fighting this ice dude, White Ice. Man, yeah, that's, go watch JoJo Bizarre Adventure. It's pretty good to me. I think I recommend it. Then for best continuing series, of course it was gonna win. Who else gonna win this award? Dragon Ball Super. Who else is gonna win the best continuing series? Like the Dragon Ball series has been around since the 80s. Let that sink in. From Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z to Dragon Ball GT, which is not canon, Dragon Ball Super. bro, and I like them all, cause it's Dragon Ball. That was my introduction to anime. That it had, you know, it plays a nostalgia factor. I know, it's bias, but who cares? Who cares? But of course, that was gonna win, just off the strength that how much work this Dragon Ball put in and how consistent it has been over the years. Even though they just fighting, it went from Buddhist teachings to scenes like Vegeta with his arc was, and Vegeta probably has debatable, you know, it's debatable. Vegeta has probably one of the best character arcs in Dragon Ball. It's debatable, you know. Let me know down below if Vegeta, who had the best character arc in Dragon Ball. Just let me know. Was it Vegeta, Piccolo? You know. Anyway, just let me know who has the best character development out of all the characters in Dragon Ball. So, but that was expected to be in Dragon Ball Super. Of course, best director was Masaaki Yuasa for Devilman Crybaby. Devilman has made his return. Devilman is a anime that basically a guy named Akira, I think this for this one particularly, found out about an old demon that was come back, was reincarnated, and he went to go unite with it. So now he can turn into a demon, and he's thrown into this war against good and evil. So he can turn into the Devil Man. I know. It's cool, but I wonder if they name it Crybaby. Because the main character cries a lot. That's why I wonder. It's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it today, just off the fact that it's been nominated for so many awards for this awards. For best film, My Hero Academia: Two Heroes. And y'all go watch that film, cause I went to go watch it in theaters. That was pretty lit. You know what? That the nerd community, we're getting bigger. I think we always been big, but you know, a lot of people didn't want to admit that they like stuff like that. But it's okay. It's all right. It's okay to like what you like. But that was a pretty good movie. Everybody went to go see that movie. It was a lot more people than I expected that wanted to go see that movie. And then who won the whole shebanger bang for anime of the year was Devilman Crybaby. So yeah, that right there, I definitely have to go see it. Like I said, I wonder if they named it Crybaby because the main character cries too much. He was on this Midoriya stuff, like season one Midoriya, crying all the time. On the side note, Midoriya had them ugly cry faces. Man. that joint was trash. I need to find a better word than trash, man. I need to find a better word. But it was he had the ugly cry faces. But that was it for the anime section. And let's go on, move on to the life section. What I see in my notes is just what keeps me motivated. And that's a tricky question. Reason why I say that, because there's a lot of things that keep me, you know, pushing, like keep me pushing through, you know, like the fact that I know that when I look back on my life, I know I was like, oh, what did I did? What did I did to leave a mark on this world, you know? And just the fact that I see that I can make a difference in somebody's life, that what keeps me motivated. And also, since I like to create things, just the fact to see my product, because I want to get into app development, if people don't know. I want to get into app development just to see the way that once I create something, how it moves, how it works. It's just the fact that, oh man, something that came out of my head is on paper. It's tangible now. It's tangible, you know what I mean? Then, just at the end of the day, I do what I love, because I know it would suck if I didn't do what I love and just have to go to it every day and I'm not excited about it. That would be depressing, just to get up and not do what I love to do. I don't think I'll put that much effort into anything if I don't love it. And that's half of the thing, because it's all about trying to know yourself first and figure out why and what makes you tick. I think it's more so 90% mental, 10% physical on certain things like that. Because if you have it in your mind like, oh, I love to do this, this makes me smile, this makes me like light up when I think about it, and it's in your heart, you know. It's in the heart of the cards, Yugi boy. So it's more so just knowing what you like to do and just figure it out. And most of my listeners, they around my age, we all young, we still in our 20s, man, so we still got time to figure it out what we like to do and go for it. You know we be on go mode around here, you know. I don't want to say follow your dreams, because some people suck. Dang, that's harsh. I shouldn't say that. Some people are not as good as they believe. So you should try it out. Just try different things and just be realistic with yourself, because you can't sell yourself a dream if you're not good at it. You know? So I will say just be mindful of what you're doing and have a strategy to say, oh, I'm gonna do this, and actually do this. Don't just say it, do it. Cause that, just talking about it, you're gonna look up 20 years down the line, man, I'm gonna be the best boxer in the world. No, you're not, bro. You 52. Your prime is done, fam. It's done. It's done. Just go ahead, be about that go mode, you know. Put your best foot forward and just do what you like to do. And on that note, I don't know, should I tell this story? Nah, I ain't gonna tell this story. I was gonna tell y'all the story of my worst Valentine's, since in the spirit of it was just being Valentine's Day, but nah, I'm probably gonna save that for later time. And I'm gonna sleep on it and see how I feel about that, because I'm pretty sure everybody has a bad Valentine's story. But on that note, I'm going to end the podcast right here. And this has been your boy, Charlie B. And You're listening to the Jack Antis Podcast. You know we on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor FM. Pretty much any place that you can find a podcast. And I think it's Apple Podcast though. Not Apple Music, Apple Podcast. Some people get mixed up. But this has been Jack Antics, and I'm out.
Peace.